gift of God. Even the ones that God has called in order to carry this vision, as he has revealed it to our mommy in the house, he has called you and I to be that which holds the hand of our pastor. Remember, brethren, the man of God said to us that this work is not easy. You cannot do it alone. God knows that our pastor cannot do it alone. And that's the reason why he chose you and I, for us to stand him, for us to hold his hand up. Brethren, but God can hold us up. God can hold us up. I want you to trust this God. I want you to trust him for what he's going to do tonight. As you are in this prayer, we are in this session, I want you to open your hearts. I want you to open your hearts and trust him. Even as I'm going to call our mommy, I want us to welcome the Holy Spirit with this song. As mommy, you are coming up, mommy. There is something that makes me come into your presence. Yes, brethren. Yes, Lord. There is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper. Hey, Holy Spirit is here. My helper. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. There is something that makes me come into your presence. Brethren, I know, and God knows there is something. There is something that made us to come into his presence to this weekend. The Bible said that we know nothing to pray about, but we thank God we are saying our helper. And the Bible declared that the Holy Spirit is that helper, because you and I, we don't know how to pray. But Bible said that the Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit is groaning. The man of God, Pastor Chris, was talking about the groaning. Brethren, you and I can pray. Brethren, you and I can scream. You and I can show anything, but the Holy Spirit alone, he alone can groan. You cannot groan. I want you to submit for the help of the Holy Spirit tonight, for the help of the Holy Spirit to carry you through. I want your motion to be submitted to him. I want your mind and your voice to be submitted to him. You just declare that he is your helper. I want us to call him Daddy. Holy Spirit, help me tonight to pray. Holy Spirit, I invite you in my life. Speak my voice. Use my voice. Use everything I have, because only you understand me. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, we thank you. We pray, Holy Spirit divine, take over your daughter. As we're going to use her tonight to lead us in prayers, we pray, Holy Spirit, use her mightily and let us see Jesus in him, and let us see you walking through her. In the precious name of Jesus, thank you, King of Glory, for in Jesus' wonderful name we trust and agreed. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We are going to be praying. We want to just acknowledge the grace of God upon all the lives that God has used. And we thank God for Minister Okwe and Minister Nkiru for leading us tonight. Let's appreciate God in their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been so awesome. Amen. I was hoping that we'll have mommy with us till tomorrow, but she just said they will have to leave very early tomorrow morning. So we want to pray with her. She travels on Tuesday, but she will leave Oxford tomorrow. Yes? She'll be in London from tomorrow till she goes. Okay. Okay, so they have to leave tomorrow morning. So, mommy, please come forward. Hallelujah. We thank God for the witness of his grace upon your life. We thank God for the witness of his grace upon your family. And we have enjoyed fellowship with you. You've been a blessing and encouragement. And you are very resourceful as well. And we acknowledge God. Shall we stretch forth our hands and just bless the name of the Lord for his vessel, that the time that she has been with us, God of heaven has used her to minister, not only in words, in deeds, in countenance, And that even as she goes, she will go with the full blessings of the Lord. That the presence of the Most High God will continue to abide with her, abide with her family, the family she's going to join, and the family she's leaving behind. That she will continually hear testimonies of the faithfulness of God and the goodness of God in all her families, including the ones she went to visit. That by the mercy of the living God, divine protection will continue to be the portion of our household. In the name of Jesus, let's believe God that even the unction of God upon our life, the oil of gladness in our spirit, will not run dry. That by the mercy of God, as God has called her into the ministry of prayer, into the ministry of intercession, that God in his mercy will take over every petition that she presents. By the blood of the Lamb, that she will not pray amiss, that Lord God Almighty will continue to instill and infuse her with strength in the name of Jesus. The Bible says concerning David, for I have found David, his servant, and with holy oil have anointed him. Lord, we are asking, even in this season, O God, you will lift up your horn, pour your afresh upon your daughter, as she keeps me generations that have come, oh God, praying that Lord grace upon Timothy's grandmother that reckon the word of God, that when God looks at this generation that is now raising and raising, that same grace will be testified of in the name of Jesus Christ. Agreeing together that you renew her strength. That, Lord, she will travel safely. Lord, she will abound in grace. Lord, she will go with grace. She will leave grace behind. And disgrace will never be attached to her name. She said, I am not in competition with anyone. I just want to be a better me. Daddy, we agree with that revelation and with that position. That, Lord, of a truth, as people will behold her, they will see a better her. In the name of Jesus, better financially, better spiritually, better emotionally. Lord, she left many things to come and be a blessing to her family. We pray, oh God, that Lord, increase will be the testimony of your daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We pray that, Lord, you strengthen her and lift burdens from off her shoulders, that you strengthen her knees and increase her strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and we send her forth in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. So will it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Please let me bring that back. And Mommy, we just want to say thank you for the time of fellowship. We just want you to know that we love and we appreciate you. It's a little token, and we appreciate you. Let's appreciate God in our life. God bless you, ma'am. The Lord increase you more and more. In Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I didn't expect this. When I came before, I left, you know, because I don't want to stress people. I know Mommy will do this. And this time there is no how I can just dodge, you know, just sneak out like that, because I stayed way longer this time around. I appreciate every one of you. And I appreciate the love of Christ among you. I pray that it will increase. Amen. It will keep growing. And your labor of love, God will reward. Amen. There is a day of reward. Reward are in two, positive and negative. Choose the one you want. And I know every one of us here, we want the good one. God will reward every one of you. And for presenting this to me, I know God sees my heart. God will bless you in return. Amen. Your children will not bring shame to you. Amen. Your children will be example to other children. Amen. in this part of the country, your children will choose the right thing to do. They will not be biased. They will not be confused. And your money spent on them will be seen. God will order their steps. And God will order your steps. Thank you very much. And thank you for my children too, for the love you showered on them. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. I appreciate you all. I don't have anything to offer, but just to say thank you. My God will bless you.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, ma. Amen. Our prayers tonight are going to be in 2, 3, or 4 segments. And I pray that the spirit of grace and supplication will rest on each one of us. We're going to lift up this book before God. I believe God has sent this book into the body of Christ for a time like this, when there are more Gehazis trying to do ministry. So that those that God has called, like Elisha, can fulfill ministry and not be distracted by the Gehazis. I believe that this instruction, this manual, in the hand of the church was preserved for preparation of a host of people who don't just want to serve God on earth but want to make heaven. You know, there is a lot of prayer going on, but when we pray the heart of God, God hears and answers. Amen. I believe God that when this material is put to use, God in his mercy will bring the harvest and the revival that we need. A lot has been said, a lot has been shared. We want to ask the wind of God's grace to carry this book to the nooks and crannies of the earth. Not just the letter, but the spirit behind it. What we have been privileged to have since morning is to know the spirit behind the book. Now you have it in your hand to open it, not just looking at the ink and the paper, but with the grace of the spirit behind it. And so we are lifting it up before God that in my life, the mystery that God has revealed will be manifested in my life. And that God will, from every book that we have laid hand on, God will release 1,000 copies. For each copy that Word Fountain has been involved in, that is in our hands, the Bible says God will make you 1,000 times better. That's what we are praying for. That God, on account of this retreat, we are commissioning 1,000 copies for every copy that you have released through us in the name of Jesus. And I also believe that as God puts his wind of grace upon the book, the demand on his servant is going to increase. So we are going to ask God that this vessel, Jehovah, you will fortify him. He was saying that when he was a banker, he had a box in which he was putting flight tickets. I believe God that was just a token that God showed you. I believe God that the demand from the ends of the earth will cause you to be flying like never before. And we are asking God for that grace, that there will be no place you will say, my body is too weak, I can't go. By the mercy of God, as you have never asked anyone to invite you for preaching, I am agreeing with the body of Christ that of their own accord, as eyes behold this book, there will be a demand for you, and God will release you in the name of Jesus. People of God, lift up your copy and believe God that this instrument will fulfill the work of God on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank God that you are a living epistle. You are a living testimony that, Lord, even in the days that God commissioned this book, he allowed you to be part of it. Therefore, pray that the wind of grace will rest upon this book, that it will go to the ends of the earth, that for every copy that we have been involved in, God will release 1,000 copies to Asia, to Africa, to Europe, to America, to Australia. Lord, everyone that God has chosen and has called to be preserved, God, we pray that they will lay hand on this truth by your Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask of you that the church, oh God, the hunger and the thirst in the church will be satisfied in the name of Jesus. We pray for your servant that, Lord, you will undergird him with strength, that you will fortify him by your mercy, that you will organize the itinerary by yourself, that it will not be burdensome on him. It will not be burdensome on the family. It will not be burdensome on the ministry. But rather, Lord, there will be grace for more people. Lord, to be blessed of this material, to be blessed of the spirit behind the word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, we pray that, Lord, when you reckon on how your revival was birthed in this generation, this book will be reckoned with as an instrument of revival because of the obedience of your servant, because of his readiness to preserve that which you have committed into his hand. Lord, we thank you that even as you increase him, Daddy, he will not fail. He will not falter. Lord, he will not be carried away. Lord, but he will be preserved. The Bible says concerning Paul, he kept his body under, that after having preached to others, he himself will not be a castaway. We pray for Pastor Richard that, Lord, in the season that God has laid hold of you, you will be kept under. Your body will be preserved. Your mind will be preserved under the authority of Jesus, under the humility of Jesus, under the grace of Jesus. And we say, so will it be. You will not be weary in well-doing. All of the books that God has committed into your hand, we call them forth. For it is time to build the church in a new way. It is time to edify the saints. And we pray that you be a faithful instrument in the hand of the Most High God. So will it be. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to pray for nations as we love to do. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. Let someone open it and read for us. Ezekiel chapter 22. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 22. Verse 30. Amen. Verse 31.
So now I'll pour out my fury, consuming them with the fire of my anger. I will heap on their head the full penalty for all their sins. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken.
May the Lord have mercy. You know, if God decides to be angry with what is happening, all because they couldn't find one man, it would be justified. But thank God that because of your his grace upon your life, God can withhold his anger. Because you and I, by his mercy, can stand in the gap for nations. You and I can prevent the full fury of God's wrath from falling upon nations, even nations we have never visited. And it's a great ministry. if we understand what Ezekiel saw, what could have happened? Tonight we're going to lift up the nations. That God, because of your mercy, count us worthy as people to stand in the gap for nations, so that your fury will not be poured out in the name of Jesus. Part of the awesome wonders of God is that he is merciful. He is gracious. He is compassionate. I want you to know that your prayer can make a difference. That the nations will not taste the full fury of God's wrath. That God in this season can still save souls. Let's pray and call the nations, even as the Lord lays them on your heart. That God, I am standing in the gap for this particular nation. Let's start with the nation we are living in. Let's start with the United Kingdom. And then we go to the nations of our birth. And then I ask of you, in this year 2018, adopt 5 nations that you can pray for. That God, by your mercy, give me the grace to stand in the gap for 5 nations. Pray for the United Kingdom. By your mercy, O God, we'll stand in the gap for this nation. That, Lord, this nation will return to you. That this nation will find you will find you again. That this nation be found of you again. Lord, we have sinned. We have corrupted what is known to be good. We have perverted justice. If you are to release your fury, you will be justified. But Lord, we are grateful that you are the compassionate God. We are grateful that you are still looking for people to stand in the gap. Daddy, tonight we stand in the gap for the United Kingdom. That your fury will not be poured out upon this nation. Lord, we are asking for mercy. Lord, and that your grace that brings salvation to all people will appear. That, Lord, you will not destroy this nation. You will not pour out your wrath upon this nation. Lord, we pray that, Lord, there will be revival. There will be salvation. By your mercy, O God, people will encounter your mercy in our places of work, in the surgery, in the hospitals, in the schools, in the prisons, in our neighborhood. Daddy, let light shine and dismiss the darkness. Let your light penetrate and frustrate the token of the liars. Lord, remember, Lord, your servants. Remember, O God, the covenants that you have with this nation. We pray, Lord, that even in the heat of the darkness, your light will shine. That our children themselves will begin to ask to be taught of the Lord. Our children in the schools will begin to challenge what they are being taught. Lord, by your mercy, Lord, the prisoners will be converted. Lord, those in hospitals will encounter your grace. By your mercy, Lord, preserve this nation. Pray for the nation of your birth. Mention it by name. That, Lord, I believe you for the nation wherewith it pleased you that I be born into. Lord, I lay down even my life, O God, to stand in the gap for my nation. That, Lord, you will preserve Nigeria. Lord, that you will deliver Nigeria from all the corruption, from all the ungodliness, from the wickedness. Lord, that the enemy has deposited in the land. Lord, I pray that the blood of Jesus will purge Nigeria of every evil thought, every evil work, of every corruption. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying that you will secure the borders of the nations of our birth. Lord, with your presence, Lord, and you will cut off every instrument of wickedness, everyone whose soul has been sold to the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your light shine. Let the nations return to you. Let, oh God, your faithfulness, Lord, bring your word to pass. that because you found people interceding on behalf of the land, you did not pour your fury upon Nigeria. Rather, you saved 180 million people, even as you saved Nineveh. Lord, we pray that the church will come alive in the nations of our birth. Lord, that the word of the Lord will come alive again, even in Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your awesome wonder of salvation. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. What five nations will you adopt? You can look at all the continents and at least take a nation. And believe God that as he helps you to go on your knees on behalf of these nations, you will be hearing news that gladdens the heart. I want to read Isaiah chapter 61. Hallelujah. Before we do our personal prayers, Isaiah 61, Jesus found what was written about him. I believe what the Lord has done this weekend is that you and I, we have found what is written about us. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil for joy, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. When you and I find our place and our position and our calling in God, we can make a difference to the nations. The Bible says we have been anointed to preach, but also we can rebuild waste places. Hallelujah. We can raise up former desolations. We can repair waste cities. There is so much that by the unction and the anointing of God, God can do to you, through you, on behalf of nations, on behalf of cities. Just ask the Lord. Lord, lay in my heart burden for five nations in this year of awesome wonders. Give me the passion to pray, the commitment to pray. Lord, the expectation. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross. Also, when we see what God can do in nations, we will not stop praying for nations. So as a worker in the house of the Lord, partner with God. As the God of heaven to give you a vision and a passion for five nations by his mercy, that this year you and I can pray consistently and we can lay this, cause the atmosphere to change even in these waste nations, in this desolate nation. You know, there's what we call Somalia. There's what we call Sudan. There's a nation we call Bangladesh. There is a nation called Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, all in Asia. We have China. We have India. We have Nepal. We have all the nations. Egypt is there. Israel needs to be prayed for. There is so much that we can pray without ceasing. We can pray for Antarctica. We can pray for Uganda, for Rwanda, for Congo, for Zambia, for South Africa, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire. We can pray. We can pray for Benin Republic. We can reach out to Mexico, Haiti. We can reach out to Spain, to Germany, to Italy, to France. Brethren, there is enough for us to pray about. Ask God in this year of awesome wonders, lay in my heart the burden for five nations, that, Lord, you will turn their story around. Lord, from desolation to revival, by your spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, the burden for nations, Lord, by your mercy, you will help us to stand in the gap. Lord, give me 5 nations by your own choosing for me, O God, to partner with you in prayer. Holy Spirit, that you will supply the prayer points that will make a difference and turn their desolations into revival. Give them beauty in the place of ashes to rebuild the waste places of the nations. Lord, help me. Help my brother. Help my sister. That we step out of selfishness into a global view of our calling. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone prayed, God, give me Scotland or I die. That person did not die. God gave that person Scotland. Lord, I am asking for 5 nations, Lord, to travel over. About 5 nations to stand in the gap for. By your mercy, Lord, give me 5 nations in this year 2018. In the name of Jesus Christ, cause my heart, oh God, to beat, oh God, even your will over the nations. Pray, people of God. God wants to entrust the destiny of nations. God trusts you that he has invested in you what you need to be able to pray for nations. Don't just hear their stories. Let us rewrite their stories on our knees. Let us see nations revived on our knees. Let us be the ones prophesying, proclaiming what will happen to nations, because we have been with God, the one who created the borders, who determined the places where people will dwell. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that your fury will not be poured upon the earth. We are asking that you partner with us, that you share the burden, oh God, with us, and help us to play our own part. Thank you for nations, because we proclaim liberty. Begin to proclaim liberty to the captives of nations. Some are in moral captivity. Some are in financial captivity. Some are in medical captivity. Some are in mental captivity. Lord, we pray and we proclaim liberty over nations, even from this altar. Lord, we pray that even as we stand in the gap, chains will be broken by the mercy of the living God. Foundations of nations will be visited, and the name of our God shall be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, concerning our own prayer points, we believe God that things are happening because of our commitment. This is what the Bible says. It's still Isaiah 61. Concerning you, concerning me. I read from verse 5. It says, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dresser. For you to have plowmen and vine dressers, it means that God gives you a vineyard. It means that God gives you livestock. It means God himself is visiting you. Part of the reward of a committed worker is answered prayers. Tonight, all the prayer points we have and what the word of God is saying to us, they are being mixed with incense in heaven. God is saying that you will have people working for you because you are working for God. Hallelujah. You better believe it. You better believe it. Because the grace for creativity is coming upon your life. By the unction of the Holy Spirit, the God of heaven is breaking the bounds that held you up to today. He's causing your sight to be enlarged, your course to be enlarged. And he's saying that he will give you plowmen and vine dressers. But listen to verse 6. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast. Now, You are a worker. We've been told that whatever work you are doing in the house of God is your ministry. People may have seen you, oh God, just an usher. Oh, just a sanctuary keeper. Oh, just working with children. But the Bible says, with the garment and the aroma you are carrying away from here, you will be known for your ministry. And they will call you what? The priests of the Lord. They shall call you ministers of our God. They will call because you will be functional. You will not just be available. There will be demonstration. And when people say they are calling you by what God has called you. Amen? Not by the title the church has given you. I don't know how many people are stepping into this new aroma. Stepping into this new garment. This new identity. And I'm not talking about just the local church. The Bible says, this is what it says. But ye shall be named anywhere you go, wherever you show up, for as long as you put the word of God to practice. As you show up, people will say, this is a priest of the Lord. This is the minister of our God. By the mercy of the living God. Because we have been told that godliness is observable. And godliness is rewardable. Therefore, every reward that is due to the priest of the Lord will come to you. Every grace and blessing that is due to the ministers of God, you will attract. Pray it into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I take my identity, my aroma from Christ Jesus. I bless your name. For Lord, I shall be called a priest of the Lord and a minister of our God. I will not shirk my responsibility. I will be functional. Lord, I will be identified with my calling. My calling will speak for me, will make room for me. I pray for my brothers, I pray for my sisters, that that which you have called us into will make room for each one. We will be known by the functionality of your grace in our lives. We will not hide your grace. We will not bury the talents. We receive the capacity to put to use the things that you have bestowed upon us. Pray it into your life that, God, I will not soil this garment. I will not soil this title. I will be called because you have called me into it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The Bible says in verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. What was the shame that you bore? I know there's nothing that's ridiculous as someone saying, and he says he serves God. She says she serves God. The Bible even says that hope deferred makes the heart to be sick. But here the word of the Lord comes to you boldly, that by reason of your faithfulness to God, for every area where you had attracted shame, you shall have double of honor, double of reward. Pray it into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we establish your word. That because of your faithfulness, I will rejoice in my portion. My sister, you will rejoice in your portion. For your shame, you shall have double. By the mercy of the living God, your portion shall not cause you pain. Your portion in life shall not be shame. It shall not be shame. Your portion in life shall not be stagnation. Your portion in life will make you to rejoice. Will make people to celebrate your God. Will make people to acknowledge your God in the name that is above every other name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The Bible says everlasting joy shall be our portion. We're going to take the prayer points that we have here I need you to have someone you are going to agree with. I'm not reading them out. We're just going to pray in twos. Hallelujah. We're going to pray in twos. Hallelujah. Please, I think I'll give you. Hallelujah. Even if it's your own, just pray, because the grace of God is upon your life. And I know you are coming back with them as testimonies. You find someone, ma'am, to pray with. Amen. Hallelujah. Some have front and back. We are going to take those prayers. Hallelujah. We're going to take the prayers now. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to agree together that because God is faithful, I mean, God will not demand from us what he is not. Amen. God demands faithfulness because he is faithful. Amen. And so we are going to experience faithfulness in answers to these prayers. Hallelujah. The Bible says before we call, God will answer. While we are yet speaking, answers will come. Hallelujah. And so we are standing in the name on the faithfulness of Jehovah. And we are asking God that these prayer points become testimonies in the name of Jesus, that they become praise reports in the name of Jesus. So read and then pray over them in the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, by your Spirit, you said, ask of you, and you will give us the nations as our inheritance. Daddy, we thank you for every prayer point. Those that relate to health, we thank you that the stripes of Jesus is still at work for the healing of nations. Therefore, we receive the balm of Gilead. We receive, O God, the power of the physician, the great physician himself, to turn sicknesses into healing. In the name of Jesus, those that relate to jobs and to careers, Lord, we are grateful because there is no vocation on earth that you cannot elevate your people in. Lord, we therefore pray that as many as are looking for jobs, as many as are seeking, oh God, promotion, as many as are seeking business ideas, Lord, because of your faithfulness, Lord, let the doors of favor open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, your word says, no good thing will you withhold from them that live uprightly. Therefore, the grace to live uprightly in order to attract the good things that you have in life. Lord, we receive in Jesus' name. For those believing you for their stay in this country, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Lord, there is no policy written by man that you cannot walk upon in order to favor your people. Lord, therefore, we pray that in the year 2018, Daddy, everyone who has been waiting, everyone who has been longing, everyone that has desired, Lord, to regularize their stay, Lord, for as long as they are in this nation, in order to preach the gospel, in order to serve your purpose, in order to make your glory to be seen, Lord, we ask that you establish them by yourself. In the name of Jesus, that every hindrance on their path be removed. By your mercy, that you order their steps into the favor of citizenship. Because, Lord, you are more than able to do it. You did it for Joseph. He was sold as a slave, but you sent him to be a prime minister. We pray every Joseph that is still wearing the garment of not knowing whether to stay or to return, by your mercy, we say, Lord, send for them and cause them to have a change of garments. Let their garments be changed in the name of Jesus. Let their identity be changed in the name of Jesus. Let this year be a year of favor from one to the other as you perfect that which concerns your people. In the name of Jesus. For everything relating, O God, to the pregnancies of our women, those believing you for the fruit of the womb, those that are pregnant, O God, and are being favored of you, Lord, to complete the process of conception and to bring forth safely. We use the past, oh God, to say, Father, you have done it before. Whether believing you, already pregnant, unwilling, walking towards safe delivery, Daddy, we say in this year and in the years to come, the voice of thanksgiving, of conception and safe delivery will continue to increase in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, every home will be visited with the favor of the Lord, with the voice of rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever the other request may be, accommodation, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will open unto us your good treasure. That, Lord, even in this year, none shall borrow, but we shall lend to nations. And that which we have borrowed, we will repay in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for every prayer point that has come before your throne of grace. Thank you for the sweet incense that they are mixed with in your presence. We shake off doubt. We refuse to accept impossibility. We just walk in the grace of testimonies. For this is your year of wondrous deeds. It's your year of awesome wonders. Lord, walk in us that which no one can do. In the name of Jesus, let every prayer point, oh God, return back to you as a testimony to the praise and glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Please just change hand as we pray for our children using Isaiah 61, verse 9. Our children are blessed of the Lord. The Bible says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Everyone that sees them, they have a testimony to be acknowledged, not dismissed, not to be, what is it called? Discriminated against. Our children are to be acknowledged as blessed of the Lord. The Bible doesn't give any excuse to anyone who has business to do with our children. It says that they are to be acknowledged. I want us to pray over our children. They will be acknowledged for good. They will be acknowledged for godliness. They will be acknowledged for gifts and talents. They will be acknowledged for what do we call it? When children are sponsored, scholarships. In the name of Jesus Christ. These are the benefits of the children of God. Because you serve God, the Bible says to us that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty in the land. I want us to pray over our children. God of heaven, we lift up all our children before your throne of grace. We thank you that you are God that visits generations with mercy. Lord, this year we ask that, Lord, in this year of awesome wonders, our sons and our daughters, our handmaidens, oh God, shall be visited by your awesome wonder, that everyone will acknowledge them for good. They will be acknowledged for greatness. They will be acknowledged for soundness of mind. They will be acknowledged for exceptional gifting. They will be acknowledged for mental stability. Lord, we declare over our children that they will be acknowledged in this land and in all the world. Everyone that encounters our children shall acknowledge that they are the seed that God has blessed. We pronounce it over them, irrespective of their age. Lord, we declare and we proclaim over the lives of our children that they will not be discriminated against, but they will be sought after for outstanding testimonies, for scholarships. Lord, they will live in divine health. By the mercy of the living God, we will not run helter-skelter concerning our children. Lord, our children shall be shielded against every incursion of the enemy. They will not attract evil. They will not be involved in evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said our children shall be taught of you, and great shall be the peace of our borders. We declare that concerning our children, only the testimony of peace will continue to be our portion. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Verse 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. Not one garment, garments of salvation. Everything that Jesus paid for on the cross, I am putting them on. Hallelujah. I am appropriating them. Pastor was talking about how it is impossible for someone who is serving the Lord to die before their time. Only God will determine it when the work is finished. How you can have confidence when the whole world is shaking and panicking, and you just go into your inner peace and declare an outcome. I say, I am clothed with garments of salvation. I pray the Holy Spirit will interpret it to you. Not just one garment. Joseph had beautiful clothes of many colors. Your garments of salvation has many colors because God is the one who designed it. There is no designer on earth that can boast that they designed your garments of salvation. The person that would design or has already designed the garments that the bride of Harry will wear is already been noted as a top-notch designer. But what we're talking about is that God himself has already prepared your garments of salvation. And as you leave this arena with the aroma of Christ, your garments will match your aroma. Amen. Your garments will match your aroma. Amen. You will not be underdressed as a worker in Christ. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. You will not be deficient in putting on your old armor. In the name of Jesus, I want you to walk around and exercise liberty in your garments of salvation. See yourself clothed with new garments of salvation. See the aroma matching your garments. By the mercy of God, I see the garments of favor upon you. I see the garments of prayer upon you. I see the garment of authority upon you. I see the garment of a sound mind upon you. I see the garment of prosperity upon you. I see the garment of faithfulness upon you. I see the garment of humility upon you. I see the garment of accountability upon you. I see you clothed with the garments of salvation, Lord, of a faithful service unto God. I see the garment of faithful reward upon you. Oh God, we put on all the garments of salvation, and we are a people of many beautiful colors to go forth and display for your glory. Lord, not with pride, but with expectation as well as commitment in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. It says he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with jewels. Which means God knows that those that will be serving him will be male and female. For the men, he has the ornaments for the bridegroom. Amen? And for the ladies, he has the ornaments of the bride. No gender is left out. I want you to pray. By the mercy of God, I am decked with ornaments. By the mercy of God, befitting a bride, befitting a bridegroom, someone that God himself has decked with honor. I want you to pray that in addition to my garments, my ornaments are in place in the name of Jesus. They are the ornaments of glory, ornaments of distinction. Call them whatever your ornaments you are putting on. You are putting on the ornaments of exceptional value in the name of Jesus Christ. You are not putting on imitation. You are not putting on cheap jewelry. You are being decked as soon as a bride will deck herself in the name of Jesus Christ. This belongs to you because you serve God, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. Finally, the Bible says the word of God will not return to him void. God is going to cause this change to manifest in your life, in your calling, in your career, in your finance, in your health, in your marriage, in all that God has called you to do. This word of the Lord will cause things to happen for you, and so will it be. And everyone that sees you will know that you are the planting of the Lord. You are his tree of righteousness. Put your hand upon your head and testify to God that you carry all that God has declared.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you because tonight our prayers have ascended to your throne of grace. Lord, you said in your word that you do put our tears in a bottle. For some tonight, that bottle is full. For some, they've topped it up much more tonight. Because the time is coming when you will respond. You will act. Because you are the God that makes all things beautiful in your time. And so, Lord God, teach us to be patient. Help us to wait patiently upon you. Your servant said, I will wait until my change comes. Help us to wait for your intervention. Help us to not go ahead of you. Help us to not act ahead of you. Help us to keep in step with you. In the name of Jesus. By reason of these prayers tonight, Lord, we thank you because our feet have been aligned to your will and purpose. And so, Lord, we continue to trust that you will order our steps according to your word. And Father, we thank you for every prayer request that has been brought tonight and brought before your throne of grace. For you are a God of mercy. We've called upon your name, and we thank you in anticipation of the manifestation of the various answers to those prayers in the name of Jesus. We thank you for testimonies that will glorify your name. We thank you for testimonies that will encourage other brethren. We thank you for the testimonies, oh God, that will lift up your people. And Lord, your word has come forth tonight. It shall not return unto you void. It shall accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent out. And Lord, we have spoken our own words before you tonight. We have spoken in confession of who we are in you, and what you've made us to be, and what we can do and we can be through you. Because you said in your word that you do perform the words of our mouths. And so, Lord God, we trust, oh God, that that which we've spoken before you tonight shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. That our lives will not be the same again in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we are trusting you for testimonies to come out of this retreat to the end that your name alone will be glorified. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for situations that you have turned around. We thank you, O God, for putting smiles on the faces of your people. We thank you for visiting homes and thank you for visiting jobs. Thank you, O God, for your intervention. And we give you praise, O God, because we have not been in your presence in vain. And Lord God, we know you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. So Lord, we thank you and we praise you tonight as we go to take some rest. We thank you that your presence is ever with us. Amen. Your angels are watching over us. And Lord, you've said that your Lord, your beloved will have sweet sleep. So we will have sweet rest tonight in the name of Jesus. We shall wake up in the morning to bless the name of the Lord. Because Lord God will look forward to a wonderful day, a day that we will yet praise your name. Thank you, Father, for tonight. We give you praise. Renew the strength of everyone here in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. We'll share the grace together. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for standing and walking with God. Yeah, God is an awesome God. Let's share the grace together. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that have been sanctified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless us all. Please, tomorrow morning, glory 6 to 7, communion. We have